AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider at Gold 92.5. Al in for AJ again, who is away on assignment still in Thailand. We spoke to the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. He was very excited about all the by-elections and everything. You'll get that on the podcast.
Yeah. And Married at First Sight. Well, what are we going to do? What am I doing at night as a single person? Whose relationship am I going to live through? However, there's a big part of maths that everyone ignored and we paid homage to it.
Not only that, I am so excited. Round one of the footy kicks off tonight. The real footy. And I gave what else I could be doing. But more importantly, we spoke to the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, Stewie Jew.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Okay, three bits of audio, moments in time, and you guys have to work out what year they are from.
Yes. Okay, all right, yes. And you have to keep a very good poker face.
I will keep that poker face.
And then we've got the...
Embarrasser.
Rod McLeod.
The clean-up Rod.
Clean-up aisle three.
The from dump truck.
Show. What's that show? I can never remember the name because I don't really watch
chaser.
It.
The Chaser.
The Chaser. And they've got these Chaser Australia.
Well, you could also be Harvey Keitel's character from Reservoir Dogs when he used to just go in after the murders and just clean everything up.
Remember
that?
Oh, was that in Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Was it Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction?
Oh, hang on. It was the other one.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
The other one. Pulp Fiction.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds good.
Yeah. The cleaner. Yeah. Here we go.
It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to ponder the error of your ways. Any questions?
Yeah. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Breakfast Club. Best line ever. Well, there's so many good lines in that movie.
You spoke about this yesterday.
Barry Manilow know?
It was part of Rod's trivia. Wardrobe. And I thought I'd just get a bit of audio off the movie.
What happened to Judd Nelson?
Don't know.
He was just the it man. Well, he was part of that Brat Pack of that era. There was Judd Nelson, Demi Moore, Rob Lowe.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, Andrew McCarthy.
Yep.
That whole, Ali you know Sheedy. Them all, Ali Sheedy.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I've heard of none of those people.
What
I haven't seen
Bridge,
this show.
Go Bridge.
1984.
No.
Not right.
Excuse me, Pete.
No, because I remember my sister.
Because he waits for me to say it and then
no,
he works
my
around
sister's.
Me.
Were a fan of it. I was never a fan of the Breakfast Club. They're a massive fan, and even though the names and that you're whittling
did you watch
off
it?
Before, I haven't seen it.
Well, then
they
how
did.
Can you not be a fan if you haven't seen it?
No, well, that's exactly right. Okay, then. Okay, but it was actually in. You're close. It was actually in '86.
No.
Breakfast Club.
Clean up, Rod.
1984.
No, that's what Bridge said.
Oh, sorry.
Turn those tardingers on.
1983.
Incorrect. 1985.
Oh, right.
So you were both the closest. So how does that work?
We're a draw.
Draw.
Okay.
Draw.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right.
Green Day.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Ended up being a big theme song for your school breakup.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. So it was early 90s. What was the album?
Bridge.
Nimrod was the name of the album.
Nimrod,
right.
It was
Nimrod,
too.
Yep.
Nimrod.
Yep.
Bridge.
Yes.
1997.
Oh, no.
Bang on!
Oh!
Yeah!
I would have gone a fraction earlier.
Really?
Yeah, very good guess.
This is going to play into Spider's sweet spot.
Don't say that.
You're a big fan of both these people's work.
All right. Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Uh-huh.
But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
That was hilarious. The crowd's reaction.
Best videos of all time.
Okay, so Kanye West interrupts Taylor Swift at the MTV Music Awards.
Oh.
What year?
I thought it was when. Didn't somebody rip somebody's top off in the Super Bowl?
Yes, that was Janet Jackson and Timberlake. That was the wardrobe malfunction.
That's right.
When that coined that term.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Oh, look, I wouldn't have a clue, but if those two are amongst it, I'm thinking it's around about...
If those two are amongst it.
Spider 2008.
No.
Oh.
A little later, I remember talking about it so much. Everyone in radio got so much fodder out of it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Kanye was just interrupting everyone's shows constantly.
He was.
Let me tell you something. I think Bridge, it was 2012.
No.
Clean up, Rod. Yeah, I remember this. This is the only artist who's ever been berated by the US president as being a knob. It was in 2009.
And now they're all saying that about him.
2009 is correct.
Was it that long ago? Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I was the closest.
Yeah.
One each.
It often works that way. Have you got a draw? You got another question?
Oh, gee.
You can make one up. Don't worry. It's AJ never would either. Don't worry about it.
No,
we'll get a trivia one from Rod.
Okay. You got
Because
tie break. We need one.
What's the number of that bus again? I'm just about to go under.
It's an 18-wheeler.
Hang on a minute.
Is there any backups there?
Yeah, they'll be right.
Al's onto it. He's great. Don't worry. Al's great.
Seriously, we get this each and every day. AJ would normally say, oh, not my job.
Yeah, and point his finger and say it was our fault. It's everyone else's fault but ours, because we wouldn't have told him to put it in the system. Yeah.
Tie break, another movie.
Hi, hello. Do you remember me? No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me? Oh, you were completely wrong. Yes.
Yes.
It's not.
Big mistake.
Bridge.
Big. Huge.
Big mistake.
Pretty Woman, 1991.
Well, there may have been an element of Dirty Dancing in this movie.
No one puts a prostitute in a corner.
Oh. Hang on.
91 is incorrect.
Oh, Pretty Woman.
I love that. I got a funny story about this.
Oh, have you? Well, I'll just have a quick guess.
Okay.
Because I reckon it was just a fraction earlier. It was in 1990.
I knew you'd get it right.
See? He gets it right. Quick story. Went to my first drive-through movie. My sister took me and we watched Pretty Woman.
Yep.
Freezing cold night. There was an old couple next to us and they had thermoses of hot tea and they were sitting there and we're going, oh, gosh, we're so cold. We should have done that. All their windows, it was like the scene from Titanic, all fogged up, and they spent the rest of the movie trying to wipe the windows to watch Pretty Woman.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman.
Well, it happens tonight. The AFL starts. Carlton v Richmond, MCG, 26 degrees.
Hang on.
80,000 people.
Yeah!
Ah!
Now, hang on. It always kicks off with these two teams. Is this right?
It's so traditional.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Look at the smile on your face. It's like you've taken something.
You can't upset us today. I've gone through a list of things. Like, you can order me a Thai chi soy latte on skim, and I'd say thank you very much.
Really?
You can swap my air ticket this afternoon from 1A to 26C with crying babies, and I go, no worries. I could walk down the street and you say,
really?
Spider, here's a $120 parking fine. Yeah. I say, you know what? Make it 200. You're not going to upset me. Even Bridge, you can say, Spider, I'm going on a 3-month detox. Do you want to come along? Please, where do I sign up? You can absolutely give me. Even Sri rung and said, look, I've got to tell you something. I'm having an affair. And I'd be going, who's he going for tonight? Carlton or is he going? All the times. I'd go to his extent. Even if the neighbour, even like, this is how good tonight is, because AFL is finally back. It kicks off. It continues to go. But there's going to be not only 80,000 in the MCG, you've got Melbourne versus the Cowboys next door. So around the Melbourne precinct, there's going to be 100,000, 110,000 people tonight. It is going to be bubbling. Like, this is how... Al brought this up this morning, kind of agree.
Oh.
Even if the neighbour knocked on my door and said, look, I'm going overseas for 3 months.
Yeah.
Can you look after my 5 dogs?
Oh, hang on. This is massive.
Yep. I'd say, oh, have you got any cats as well?
No way.
No way. Come on, footy.
This is all you need to know. This is what is breaking the internet, and it's so refreshing. It's got nothing to do with Kim Kardashian. It has got to do with Federer, but no selfies with him and a quokka, which is all the rage.
We got one yesterday with a quokka.
Yeah, we did. With two quokkas.
Yeah, we jumped on board.
So that's a quokkai.
A quokkai.
However, what broke the internet yesterday was a question from a journalist to Federer asking this very, very basic life question that none of us, I don't even think the Darwinian theory has covered this question.
Hey, Roger, are tennis balls green or yellow?
They're yellow, right? Yeah.
I think they're green. My son thinks they're yellow.
They're yellow.
Okay.
It's not a question. They're yellow.
Rob McLeod. Well, what do you think it is? Well, I've got a tennis ball.
It's there is an official colour called tennis ball green.
Geez, that there's a tennis ball.
That's yellow.
Is that yellow or is that green?
Well, 13, 27, 10. Help us out, Gold FM family.
You do have a tennis ball. Now, this should be one of those tests for an airline pilot to pass, right? Because you can't be colourblind. Now, apparently it's the fluoro that throws people. And a lot of people are saying, hang on a minute, but it looks exactly like a yellow highlighter. And then there's the green highlighter I'm holding up. And then there's also a bloke on the internet who said, I study colour theory. I'm an artist. And it's a green.
I say green.
I say yellow.
I say green.
What do you say, Al?
I'm yellow.
So what are you, Rod? Green.
I'm green.
So we're two greens, two yellows. 13, 27, 10. We want a poll. Is a tennis ball green or is it yellow?
Okay.
Why have you written all over that? You got smiley faces and stuff.
Oh, this is one Federer signed for me a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay, right.
So I thought I'd bring it in. He signed.
Do you like my yellow ball?
Exactly.
If anyone knows, Federer knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what you'd think.
All right. Are they? Is a tennis ball yellow or green?
Vicky in Helensvale. Vicky, what do you think? Yellow or green?
I called it Grello. Oh. It's green and yellow.
I like that.
Nah, it's got to be one or the other. You can't sit on the fence here, Vicky.
I like that.
It's a Grello. Someone's yellow, someone's green.
All right, going yellow, Vicky. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, the ultimate person who would know from the shores of Rosebud.
Don't,
the Whiz.
Don't start him there.
Whiz, green or yellow?
I reckon it's green. Good morning, everybody. Bridge, Spider and Owl.
Yeah. It's just weird asking, Whiz, what colour is it?
It's green.
You know what's weird?
Grass outside, nice and green after all the rain.
Yeah. You know what I don't like is the fact that I agree with Wiz.
Yeah, there you go. What a specialist you should, buddy.
Thank you, Wiz.
Okay. Yellow, I cannot see even like a tiny bit of Kermit the Frog green in that at all.
Well, our quick poll, it's three apiece. Yellow, three for yellow, three for green. So we need the authority.
Who's the authority then?
Darcy, who runs Inspiration Paint here on the Gold Coast. They are the colour experts.
They are too.
So, Darcy, the question is a tennis ball yellow or green?
How are we, team?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, it depends.
Really good.
Look, depends how I am on your answer, Darcy.
Well, you've got so many colour charts there at Inspirational Paints. What colour chart does a tennis ball come under?
Well, it does officially fall under the yellows.
Oh!
Yeah! Woo! Look, I can see, Darcy, how it can be that kind of 70s Tahitian green, as they used to call it in the day, but it is yellow.
Correct, correct.
Right, so where on the colour chart is it yellow? We're going into the... Is it the fluoro side that does spin people's brains out about it?
Yeah, we'd call it a fluoro yellow, so yes. But yes, it's officially going to fall under the yellow banner, but yes, certainly pushing towards the fluorescence.
So if I wanted a feature wall these days of tennis ball yellow, I'm able to get it.
Correct, you can get anything with us. So come down and see us if you want a fluoro yellow wall, we can do that. But yes, I probably wouldn't recommend it at this stage. It's probably not totally in vogue.
Yes, it's not quite in vogue. Right, appreciate your house value by quite a bit. Oh, thank you. What? That's great.
We
finally
woke Darcy up.
Good on you, Darcy. Appreciate it.
No, we woke him up.
Yeah. Well, not at all.
It's an important question, Darcy.
No, we have solved it. But Darcy from Inspirations Paint, thank you. It's yellow.
Yay. Well, whoever. Why did we question Federer anyway? You never questioned Federer. He was always right.
Yeah, but his old age, his eyes are starting to go.
Careful, big boy.
The goat never gets it wrong.
Yesterday we did it. We did it. The Crazy
Finally.
Women's Association.
Last week it was put off because it was epic.
It was epic. No, we couldn't do it because how big the waves were. Now, let me just go
Cyclone
through.
Cyclone Linda.
Big boy waves.
Cyclone Linda.
It was massive. So what all the lovely ladies got was a day of surfing, thanks to the Crumbin Surf School. Give surfing a try yourself. Head to crumbinalleysurfschool.com.au. And also a gift certificate to come back and have another surfing lesson, lunch with Ronaldo from the Shack Superfood Cafe.
Good food.
We had an awesome time there too after it. And yes, you are hungry after you surf. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Normally milkshakes.
Or a big brekkie. A lot of surfers like. So you got his nutrition plan as well, and massages and gift bags thanks to PhysioCrem. Massages after a serve. So Crumbnally's the perfect spot to do it. But I must say, and this is such a woman's thing, I had a bit of a meltdown before I left.
Why?
Well, the lights aren't that good in the toilets here. I look super hot in candlelight. And you get me in these lights and, you know, I'm putting my togs on here and I just, you know what sucks is that I would never look at a friend of mine who had my body and go, that's disgusting. I've never looked at another woman's body and said, that's disgusting.
No,
however,
beautiful.
I can look at myself and look at my legs and go, oh, that's disgusting. I mean, isn't that bad, our self-talk?
You girls are hard
on
yourself.
We're so
talking
hard.
About this morning.
Yeah.
We're talking about this around the table. Not your legs.
I was going to say.
No, you do your
careful,
job, I'll do mine.
Big boy.
We're talking about Cherie, because Cherie just claims it. Cherie claims every time. She doesn't care. Like we were saying, some of the girls might have been nervous getting in bikinis or going surfing.
This is true.
And I was saying, Cherie, my wife, she goes, I don't care. I'm not the one looking at it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have another friend of mine that says, you know, it's God's kisses. And he kissed me a lot. And I love that. And you know what? And I turned up. And I think in the beginning, because we're all wearing surf shirts and we all just had bikini bottoms on, a lot of us were a bit like, oh, God, I just feel like I haven't got my legs out. And you know, you just feel exposed.
Yeah.
But once, literally, it was just like this beautiful feminine power all together. And you're right. None of us cared.
No.
We're all different shapes and sizes. And there is no way we would talk to each other like we speak to ourselves about our body. So, ladies, that's just a word of advice this morning.
Pick
something you like about your body. I tell you, it was a bit treacherous. It was raining. It was cold.
Uh-huh.
We all turned up. But I had a chat with Cherie, who won, and she was part of CWA. This is why Cherie turned up. Hubby surfs, kids surfs, you do the puberty blues things and you're just on the water just watching them.
So I thought, you inspired me, so I thought I would ring up. I had the girls in the car, they're like, do it, Mum, do it. And normally just push them in and I don't have a board of my own, so maybe I'll get my own board.
Yes! Cherie had an absolute ball. There were ladies just getting up, even if we got up for a second. It just felt so exhilarating and we supported each other. Here's Kate from the Crumbnally Surf School and on how we went. Okay, so Kate, how did you think we went as a group of women? None of us have surfed.
I absolutely loved it. I think you guys went awesome. Everyone was so enthusiastic, and it was a really uplifting thing to be a part of.
We had a few nervous women who were, not sure, not keen, and they've come out so proud, so happy, patting themselves on the back end, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. So my opinion is surfing's all about getting out there, giving it a fair old crack, and no matter what, you should be proud of yourself or whatever level you're at.
We're Roxy Pro next year. We're just a shoo-in, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure.
Give us a ew!
Ew!
It was such a beautiful, supportive environment, but there was one particular lady, and I'm quite intuitive, and I was watching her. She was very nervous, lovely Christine, and she just seemed more exhilarated and more proud than anyone else there on the water. And I was sitting with her we were on our boards and the sun came through and it was glistening on the water. And so I got her to retell the story that she told me in the ocean and it was just beautiful. Christine, you inspired me the most today on many levels. Now, you were the most nervous?
Absolutely. I've never surfed before in my life.
What were you scared of?
Not sure. Maybe conquering my fears. But I've just been through a lot, and I thought, why not one more thing?
What have you been through, babe?
Well, 3 years ago, I lost my husband, unfortunately, to suicide, and so that's been a real tragic journey. A year after he passed away, I sold everything that wasn't nailed down in my house in the country and rented the house out and moved to the Gold Coast. I didn't even know what I was coming to. I just fell into a really good lifestyle. I lost 25 kilos in weight.
Yeah, girl.
And I became a glamma. I'm not a grandma.
Oh, I love that, a glamma.
I've never surfed in my life. I want to do this. Why not? And do you know what? Every time I got up today, I went off real quick, but I got up.
Doesn't matter. That's the fun of it, that you actually conquered your fears. It was raining. It was quite miserable when we started. The waves were choppy. You were nervous and you did it. Another pat on your back. But we had to postpone this. And the incredible part of this as well is it's a special day for you.
Yes, it's actually would have been our 31st wedding anniversary today.
Oh, Oh, but... my darling. Well, I think if... someone was with you out there today in the water.
Absolutely. You'd be so proud.
Well, you can you be proud of yourself?
Absolutely.
That's what CWA is all about.
And you inspire me. You're amazing.
You inspire me, honey. My God, you inspire many people. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that you included me in today. Thank you.
Well done, Christina. Well done, Bridget.
A beautiful day. The Crazy Women's Association. Another one just around the corner.
We welcome to the studio the Suns head coach, Stewie Jew. Let's sing it.
Hey, you know, could you endear us anymore, Stewie? I mean, seriously, come on. Could you win our hearts over anymore doing the radio show with your gorgeous daughter Frankie on your lap? I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah.
Very cute.
Thursday morning's my morning to for drop-off, so we're just on the way. We're passing through.
You're passing through. You're a carbon copy. Look, how beautiful, huh? Oh,
something,
Lord, so cute.
Something to do with footy is you've really got to make it family related, don't you? And that's what, you know, they say happy wife, happy life.
That's
but
right.
Really, when you're looking at, you're dealing with 40, 45 different personalities, you've got to make sure everyone's happy. And if that's their family life, you've got to do it.
Yeah, I think the best part of clubs, and the AFL offset is big business, but what we want to do is make it as family as possible. Like, regional sporting clubs, you know, the passion that everyone has. It's not just the players, partners, kids. And it just memories back to when I was little, hanging around my dad's footy club. It was some of the best years of your life, you know, hanging around the change rooms, being a pest. So it's great to have kids around. It makes it feel like a real sporting club and inclusive.
It certainly does. The first game this weekend, it's huge. We're excited. We know that, you know, the traditional game of Richmond and Carlton kick off tonight. But, you know, the Suns in Cairns, you know, they've got a lot of away games the first half of the year. How do you set the season up? Well, how's the pre-season? Who should we look forward to playing on, you know, pretty much this Saturday?
I mean, the pre-season, from my point of view, has been really exciting. I'm getting to know 45 players. Probably 40-odd staff as well. So, but, you know, we've had a pretty solid pre-season. I've realised how the heat up here, everyone talks about the heat, but until you get here, and not that I'm running around for 3 hours like they are, but it's actually worse just standing still out there.
Humidity.
But,
huh?
Yeah, the humidity sort of knocks you. In Sydney, you get probably 2 or 3 weeks in February, but it was pretty solid there through January and Feb, but it's dropped off now. So new appreciation for how hard they work and certainly something to be mindful of. When we do our training, it is a different environment, but hopefully that holds us in good stead this week, given we're playing in Cairns.
Yeah, because it's going to be very, very hot there. Now, I need to ask just to, from one girl to another, how's Sarah, your beautiful wife, going? Is she settled in? Does she need help? Does she need someone to take her to the cool, funky places, the markets?
Yeah.
Where to go? Who to see? Who to know?
She's settled in really well, hasn't she? Mum's pretty happy. She's a little bit of a network around the club, but she's on a bit of a coffee tour with some friends at the moment. So every Monday or turning into Tuesday, Wednesday, she's finding out. There's a few different groups. There's a school group, a work group, and just some friends. So I think she's very happy.
Well, if she needs some company ever in the chairman's lounge, you know, I'm happy to oblige. That's me just trying to get into the chairman's lounge.
She'll be up for that.
Yeah, sure. Now, can you, as an incredible coach and someone who does know Spider, I've worked with Spider for 8 years now. It's my longest relationship ever. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
How would you, if you got some advice for me on how to manage Spider? Because he's still the same as football days, you know, very persistent, takes over, quite OCD. What else would you say?
Doesn't listen.
Very punctual.
No, he's very on time all the time. Yep. Very good work ethic.
Yes.
But I don't want to talk you up too much. So, no but he does he does take control of, take over things a lot. How would you help me manage Spider on a day-to-day basis as one coach to another?
I think the best coaches actually know their cattle. So if you know what he's like, then embrace it. And
I've seen. Told you.
Embrace it.
Don't hug.
He hates hugs. He hates hugs. Who did you hug when you won a game of footy?
No, I didn't.
No one?
Nah.
No.
Oh, one. Milne, about 3 a.m.
Hey, midnight.
Yeah, everything happens after midnight. But very quickly, Sam Day coming off a huge injury last year. How's he looking? Because, you know, he's a vital part to the team.
Yeah, it's a great story. You know, I watched from afar and it was a horrific injury. But, you know, pretty quickly, I thought our strength and conditioning staff and rehabbers did really well with him. We went a little bit cautious pre-Christmas. But after that, he just... Ov said he sort of turned back into just Sam Day, the footballer, not Sam Day, the guy that was injured. So, yep. You know, he played AFLX, which, you know, was a great introduction. And then he's taken his opportunity. So he's on the plane to
Cairns. Yeah, and for those that don't know, he broke his hip in a game 12 months ago.
Can I say we have to wrap this up because your beautiful daughter, Frankie, just did a big huff. She's still, she's over it and has to get to gymnastics.
I'm glad someone else gets the huff.
Look, hands in her face, just going, I'm over Shui, it.
Good luck this weekend, Cairns, and also your return back to Metricon.
Yeah, 2nd of June is the first game for the Suns back at Metricon after the Com game, so we can't wait to get out there. But, yeah, good luck round one, Stewie. Thanks for popping in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, look, I've never been on Facebook, so I am going to right now represent those people who are not on Facebook. However, I am Instagram, Bridge_Daily.
Mm. Yeah, and plenty of selfies. You're on the selfie bandwagon. You weren't
You
early.
Know why I have to? Because
I don't know.
Because when you're single, who else is going to take your photo? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Loves
Thank
a selfie.
Thank you. No, I'm not savage on a selfie. You know that.
Bridge_Daily.
Hey, yeah, jump on board. Hey, but honestly, when it comes to Facebook, can you please explain? I was seeing it last night on telly. There is this security breach and they're telling everyone in droves to get off Facebook.
It's Cambridge Analytica is the company that's getting information from Facebook users and Facebook accounts. So
it's interesting because, you know, Donald Trump used it through his campaign. Mm. And look, I'm not going to be able to explain it as well as an expert. I kind of get my head around it, knowing that, you know, Facebook are able to get the, you know, personal information, or these companies are able to get the personal information that then can be fed to people to persuade them in certain ways.
For marketing reasons. So a tech expert we need, his name is Charlie Brown.
He
is the Channel 9 tech guru and from Cybershack as well. Now, Charlie, should we all just be breaking up with Facebook?
Yep.
Good question. No is the first thing I'd say on that. But I just want to pick up on one thing you said in the intro. Security breach. This is actually not a security breach, because what actually happens is with Facebook, they have data sharing arrangements with third-party applications and service providers. So, for example, if you've ever been on the service and you've seen a Facebook survey, for example, that you can go fill in, well, you fill that in through the Facebook service, but that data goes to a third party. Part of the data of what you're generating on Facebook actually goes with it into that survey as well. And this is where this Cambridge Analytica group were able to access this information. There's no hacking done. There was no stealing. They went through perfectly legitimate means to do it over a certain amount of time. But what they did was they told Facebook they were going to use that data for one particular reason, and they ended up using it for a whole bunch of other reasons. So, and that's after seeing all of this break, everyone's gone, hang on a second, I didn't realize that could happen. Well, that's the thing. We don't know the bulk of what can happen with our data through Facebook, and most of us are just too relaxed when it comes to it. Let me ask you guys a question.
Yep.
When you take a photo and you load it to Facebook, what do you think you are sharing with Facebook when you put that photo on there? Just tell me.
Well, most people think that's just a nice picture of your food or your surroundings, and people can see where you are at the time.
You guys take a selfie, right? Facebook will scan the faces that are in the photo straight up. It will then link it to all of the other photos of those where your face has appeared on Facebook. It'll do that within milliseconds. The next thing it's going to do is it's also going to suck what we call the metadata of that photo. It's going to know where you were when you took it, the time of the day that you took it. It's going to know the device that you took it on. It's going to know the direction that you were actually standing when you took it, north, south, east, west. All that data is imprinted by your phone onto the photo, and that data is sucked into the Facebook vortex.
Wow.
And it's paired with your personal profile.
Is this...
So that's why when you're on Facebook and you're looking down, those ads start popping up saying, hey, buy a new phone.
Okay,
you're thinking, I've got the previous version of that one. How do they know? Because of that information.
Is this why when you get four-wheel drive ads coming through your feeds, it's because you would have taken maybe at a four-wheel drive show or consistently out in the bush or whatever the scenario?
Exactly right. Now, you think people would have been thinking, oh, Facebook's actually listening to me.
Mm.
Well, they're not listening to you. You're giving them all this you're giving them all this data and people don't know about it. Now, the question is, what can you do? And if you're that worried about it, yes, you can break up with Facebook. But look, at the end of the day, it is a perfectly legitimate communication channel that you can use. The first thing you should consider doing is tightening up your privacy policy with privacy settings within the Facebook server.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And look, literally, you can go in and you can tighten up on all sorts of different pieces of information. Yeah. That's what you should do secondly. And the next thing after that is when you're signing into a third-party app, another app that says, hey, you can sign in with your Facebook account, the thing you've got to remember is you're going to be sharing part of your Facebook information with that app. And part of what you're doing on that app with your Facebook profile.
Hey, also, I think if people are going to tag, you know, they love to tell you where they are and what incredible restaurant they're eating in and stuff, and then they are concerned about security. Hang on a moment. You like to tell everyone exactly where you are at what time.
Checking in, yeah.
Exactly right.
All right.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
So just be careful with the information you're putting on, but get into those privacy settings that you control and at least tighten up on them and know what information you're sharing.
That's amazing. And for a tech expert, I reckon you need an upgrade on your phone.
I thought it was all right.
Charlie Brown, Channel 9 tech expert
from
the Cyber Shack. Thank you, Charlie.
Darling. What? The darling, 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 darling.
Hello.
I have an opening to the darling tonight.
Oh,
all
right.
Which is, there's a lot of openings. So tomorrow's the opening of the official launch of the star, darling. 19, which is the top floor, which is incredible.
Billy Cross.
Incredible. And also Simon Glotis of Hellenica, former owner of Fish House. Now. This is what I don't get. You guys, it's easy for you. You get told black tie, smart cash.
Yeah.
You don't care. Whatever, you just always turn up in shorts and
an old shirt and
thongs.
I dress comfortable.
Well, I'd love to dress comfortable. If that's the case, I would wear tracky decks everywhere and thongs. So I want to know from the Gold FM sisterhood, what does cocktail mean when it says wear cocktail? Because
for girls,
it's a dress.
Now Camille has put me into an absolute spin, our producer.
Yeah.
And I really need to know on 13, 27, 10.
Well,
now,
what's she saying?
Cam, can we get Cam in here at all? Cam, are you there?
Come on in, Cam.
Well, what's Cam saying?
Cam is saying that she's put me into a spin. I was going to wear this really nice dress, but it's long. It's not glamorous because you know what ball gown means, what black tie means.
Ball gown, cocktail, no difference.
See, I thought cocktail was more like 3/4 length or maybe a little bit shorter, but just not too casual.
No, you can have full length for cocktail.
What if I've got a really nice wrap dress that's full length?
That's fine. Even a suit. Like, you know, the girls wear suits and that these days. That's still fine.
13, 27, 10. What is cocktail girls? Bridge needs help. She's off to a big event tonight. But someone that does know.
Oh, the most gorgeous. Oh, this is awesome. Amazing that you've called it. Lisa Brown. Hello,
hey,
Lisa Brown. Now, Lisa Brown has incredible, she's an incredible Gold Coast designer. How are you, Gorge?
Good morning. I'm good.
You make amazing dresses for women that are very, very flattering. Can you tell me, when it comes to cocktail, what is it? What do you wear when it says cocktail?
Whatever.
Oh, I think 3/4 length or a beautiful pantsuit, some beautiful silk pants and a blouse or a suit.
Can you go full length?
Really? What if I've got a wrap dress that's full length?
Well, it depends on how dressy that wrap dress is and the fabric, I think. Depends on the fabric.
Okay, so it all depends.
Was it casual print?
Oh, no.
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 You know what's just happened? Now Bridge has to think all day because she's got to change her game plan because she had the wrap dress. She just wanted the assurance of yes. Oh, no.
Hey, Lisa.
No.
Can you open
just
your store today?
Lop it to about the calf.
Lop it at the calf. So really, that's what cocktail means, that it should be calf.
Look, I think it's anything goes these days, but I think a beautiful silk pantsuit is just as nice.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've got this beautiful black skirt that I actually bought from you, and I bought, and it's it's black, and it's beautiful, you know, with that fine gold thread through it.
Yeah.
But that's too long, isn't it?
Just get it to the scissors.
No, because you can see quite a bit of your ankle in that. I think that'd be fine.
What happens? What to save all the dramas? Why don't you just borrow my t-shirt and shorts?
Oh my god, that's no way.
It's a beautiful look.
Lisa, can you bring your keys? We'll open up your store at Mermaid.
You better pop in today, Bridge.
Rightio, I'll see you there about midday.
See you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Lisa Brown.
Does that help?
Not really.
Means the dress I'm going to wear is out the window.
You're behind the eight ball now.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, when will it happen? Second-rate facilities for first-rate ratepayers, that's here on the Gold Coast. Why suddenly now that we've got thousands or hundreds of thousands of internationals coming to our shorelines that we can suddenly find better Wi-Fi? Why can now we're getting better Wi-Fi through Southport, Surfers Paradise and Broadbeach suddenly with quicker downloads and uploads and better Wi-Fi? Well, hang on. We've been waiting for the NBN since Dawny Critchlow was knee-high to a grasshopper, or Big Kev was excited. Why suddenly now can, we'll get better Wi-Fi for everybody else coming to the Gold Coast. Why hasn't it been around? We're the ones who are paying rates. We're the ones who are paying for everything. Why then suddenly now we're going to look after everyone else except for actually looking after the people that live here?
Disagree. Why can't you accept it and go, wow, isn't this a great positive thing for the coast?
Because it is a positive thing, but it should have been in for months and months and months. We should have had this since day one. Why suddenly now? Because thousands of people are coming here, we can suddenly have it. Well, okay, if you're with Telstra, if you're with Telstra, how upset do you get when you see this beautiful promotion come on about Telstra saying, you know what, we're going to give you a month's free downloads. And you sit there and go, hang on, I've been with you for 10 years.
Okay,
and you will give me nothing, but you'll give a new customer
I feel cheated.
1 month of downloads. Or if you're with Foxtel and you see the first 2 months free, you've been Foxtel for 6 years. Mm. I get jack diddly squat off them. I get nothing.
Is that a good show?
It is a good show. I download it, but I can't now because it costs too much. But they get so much and I get nothing, and I've been a servant of theirs for many years.
Okay.
We all live here on the Gold Coast.
Right.
We deserve better. It is about time the Gold Coast City Council started putting us ratepayers at number one.
Oh, here we go. Look at the veins going in his neck.
Number one, Tom.
Careful, big boy.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Ladies and gentlemen, it's AJ Bridges Spider against the Rush Hour. Gold 92.5's Light Rail Relay.
That's exactly what it is.
Two shows up against each other, plus two listeners for a chance at winning $5,000 cash.
Yeah, Nigel's on the Rush Hour, and we had Sandy. Sandy's on with the Ask the Breakfast team, and we started off on the Light Rail Relay. We're stopping off at all different stations throughout the Light Rail, the easiest way to get around during the Commonwealth Games, but there was challenges set out at different ones. We didn't know what the challenges were. We didn't know what stops were stopping
at. Or who we were competing with.
No, the first challenge ended up being myself versus Luke. And it was an eating challenge at Northcliffe Surf Club. It was Luke Braden Burger. I won that one. Took that one home.
Good job.
And then the next challenge, we stopped off just the other side of Surfers Paradise. And that's when Bridge was challenged.
King Tut's putt-putt. I'm the putt-putt Pan Pacific World Champion. I'm claiming that.
Mum putt Bridge, they call it.
Against work experience. James smashed it.
Well done.
Yeah. So we go in two love up.
Two zip.
We have got two hands on the trophy. Sandy's pretty happy at the moment, thinking with $5,000 on the line, she's pretty much got that spent.
So then it came down to the third challenge with the biggest team player on our side.
Yeah, well, it could have been between AJ and the listener, but they chose AJ for this challenge against Dobbo.
All right, we're down here at the Queen Park Tennis Centre for the Light Rail Challenge, Gold 92.5. All right, team.
Dobbo.
Yeah, I'm
taking
ready.
On AJ.
Let's go, Dobbo.
Right, okay.
Dobbo.
Right, challenge pretty simple.
On, challenge pretty simple. We picked the two most elite-looking athletes amongst the teams for this one. You've got to serve the tennis ball into the court. It's got to be a legal serve. from the tennis racket into the other side of the court. Once you get the serve in, grab one of the circles there, and it's first one to win tic-tac-toe.
This will be all over. We'll be over in 5 seconds.
Come on, AJ! Come on. Let's go, AJ! Here you go, go! Come on,
come on, come on.
Yes!
That's Dobbo. In red.
That's how it's done.
Dobbo takes it in a nail biter.
Dobbo has come up goods.
Okay, right.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they won. They should never have won. Well, we should have been 3-love up. Now it's 2-1. So yeah. It's got to go to, we got one more and it could go to a decider.
One more challenge.
We're competitive, but look, that was frustrating. And by the way, I've never heard of it as tic-tac-toe. Sorry for everyone else. It's noughts and crosses.
Yeah, but okay. We should have been 3. I was disappointed for Sandy because the lack of listening from AJ, which seems to be just a principle of his life, cost us the outright victory early. So he didn't come any prepared. He had his phone into his ear the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And the concentration levels were low. And that is why we lost.
Yeah, it's true.
So tomorrow, another challenge.
Yeah. And let's just hope none of them tank like Tomek the Tank Engine AJ.
Wow, he looked exactly like Tomek. Mm.
This ain't over. The light rail relay is still alive.
We're turning on our own here. We're turning on our own.
I know, how are we?
With AJ Bridge and Spider up against the rush hour of Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Another challenge again tomorrow. It's
Malcolm Turnbull.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning, AJ. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Well, no. AJ's away in Thailand on assignment. It's Al.
Oh, hello, Al. I should have known by the depth of your voice. You sound more like a soprano, like a eunuch, yeah. Like you've been doctored.
Eunuch.
I love that. Thank you.
Oh, Prime Minister,
quite a high timber.
Oh, so good to speak with you, Prime Minister. Now, look.
Always.
What is your takeaway from the South Australian election? What do you take away from it?
Well, Bridge, first of all, it's hello to Steve Marshmallow Marshall. he's got a face as smooth as a fridge. He looks like he's been going to the same doctor as Nicole Kidman. But I say it's the last of Jay Weatherill and goodbye to the Labor government. They wanted 75% renewables in South Australia, and they got voted out. So it's a mandate to burn coal. Open Adani, let's get the coal burning. Let's leave all the lights on so everything looks pretty. I like it when the lights are on. Up at the Piper.
South Australia we love. But there's been a lot going on even at Batman the by-election in Victoria as well.
Yes, Spider, I love it. Yeah. I love Batman. It makes me laugh every time I hear the name of that electorate. Batter, 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 Batman. Well, the Greens lost and there was no superhero because the Liberals didn't have a candidate. But my advice to the Greens, and it always remains the same, is wash yourselves. rubbing your genitals with a crystal isn't personal hygiene, Sophie. I mean, that looks like it's a two-man job for Jim's mowing. Now, why do they all drive Subaru Foresters as well? Hanging up Tibetan prayer flags outside your rental just makes everything look untidy.
Now, we've just hosted ASEAN Summit? ASEAN Summit. What was achieved by this, Prime Minister?
Well, of course, the ASEAN Summit is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Bridge. And I had meaningful talks with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi. I spoke to Laos, Aung Lu, Sisalef. And, of course, Indonesia's Joko Widodo.
Oh, yeah.
So my main achievements were pronouncing everybody's name correctly. mind you, I preferred it when Indonesia was being ruled by Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono.
Oh, yeah.
And I also had a lovely chat with the leader of Vietnam, Nguyen Xuân Phuc. That's P-H-U-C, Phuc.
Yeah.
And we all came to meaningful resolutions.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about, do you think selfies with other world leaders is dignified?
Mm.
Well, I think it's a lot of fun. You know, I don't think it's undignified. The selfie I took with Donald Trump and Xi Jinping recently has had over 100 likes on Insta. Yeah. So, and Xi might be a despot ruling his nation with an iron fist, but he loves a selfie. Same with Vladimir Putin, poison a spy, and his daughter, Snapchat. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. Just get on the socials and enjoy yourself.
Next will be you and a quokka. That's the new thing, yeah.
That's right. You've got to get down next to a quokka, don't you, these days?
Yeah.
Who wants to get next to a marsupial? Who knows what kind of diseases they're carrying? Awful.
What are you singing for us today, Prime Minister?
Well, I'm singing something by James Blunt. You'd like this one, Bridge, because, James was touring recently, and this is You're Beautiful, You're Beautiful, You're Beautiful, It's True. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do. I'll never be with you. Before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Commonwealth Games on the Goldie. All the teams are arriving, and good on the Ghana cycling team. To roll up without bikes is quite an effort. Good on you guys.
This is the story of a girl.
Another chapter from Bridges Diary.
Okay, I thought with Blues Fest around the corner, I would take you back to a Blues Fest I can talk about. There's probably a few I can't.
Yeah, and a good time to bring it up too, because we're giving you your chance to win tickets to the Blues Fest. Not just one day, 3 day passes. Yeah, the only, plus be a chance of Tent City.
Only Gold Coast radio show giving you a chance to win Blues Fest tickets.
So the year was Easter 2010, which means Blues Fest. I always have a prized spare pass I love to offer to a newcomer to open their eyes to the most magical festival ever, where you can dance for days, a carefree new world where your everyday struggles are on the shelf for 5 days, where your only dilemma is squeezing in as many bands as possible. So a good friend at work said he was keen as a bean. So I packed my car, and on my way to pick me up, he called and said he was crook. I thought, oh, whatever, Trevor, I can do festivals on my own. So I'd set up my camp and waited for Miss Wendy, the coaster bus driver. And a guy was sitting in the gutter while I was waiting, playing on a harmonica. A bat with the perfect trajectory of a fighter pilot hitting his target landed, all over my back and shoulder. And I thought, great, isn't that bad luck? Then harmonica man came over to me with a bottle of water and said, saw that, would you like me to wash it away? In a very cute Danish accent. And I said, please do. So after my mini water scene, reminiscent of Flashdance, I decided to offer my Danish harmonica man my spare ticket. The bloke was so stoked, he couldn't afford to go and was backpacking around Oz and was desperately busking to raise money for a ticket. So Miss Wendy picks us up, who, by the way, also does night vision marsupial tours. We saw a dead echidna on the side of the road, so we stopped to check it didn't have a heartbeat. And Danish harmonica man proceeds to play it a tune for him to rest in peace. And I thought, hello, we've got a tripper here.
He might even come alive.
So we danced and laughed at Blues Fest platonically. We had an awesome night until ZZ Top, or as we say in Australia, ZZ Top, appeared. It was super crowded. Then all of a sudden, like a volcano erupting, the Danish harmonica busker man became loose, like swimming outside the flags loose. And he started screaming in broken English.
English.
If it wasn't for bat poo, I wouldn't be here. I saw security starting to hover. He started dancing like he ran through a spider's web and straight into an electric fence. People were getting bumped and pushed and very agitated. So Danish harmonica man started abusing everyone in his very loud, crazy accent. After I disarmed the bomb like MacGyver, I disappeared through the crowd like a snake in a cane field, and I thought, because of a bat and my spare ticket, went to a Danish harmonican playing busker, specialising in echidna funeral songs, and because of me, he seriously was bat crazy.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Look, hang in with me here. A visiting pop star, Dua Lipa. You may not have heard of Dua Lipa.
No, I have. My daughters love her. She was a sensation around 2014 on YouTube, and I think she opens up on with Coldplay, Bruno Mars, and she's just doing herself yep. a tour at the moment. She won. She was in the Brits Awards.
She was in the Mickey Mouse Club with.
You pretend you know nothing
Spears.
About no. music, and oh, then only, you just jump in.
It's only because Caitlin and Anae, my daughter's all
oh,
over.
I love the fact that you know. I love the fact you're so girly. I bet you get busted in the toilet reading the girls' magazines
oh,
too.
Hang
like
on,
like most men.
Again,
most men always the girl magazines are there. You know, it's in Woman's Day, whatever. Oh, you pick right. it up and have a
yes,
read.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Thank you. Well, I tell you who's in big trouble. Is Richard Wilkins, entertainment reporter. He does a lot for us, our resident entertainment reporter.
Yep.
Because he said a lot of our Gold FM listeners love Bruno Mars and went to Bruno Mars concert, but she wasn't there. He said she cancelled her appearances because she had a US television performance and he basically she blew us off.
Yeah, yeah.
And no. She said, no, I had to have emergency wisdom teeth removed. So can you get your story straight? Because he saw her and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And she went, well, that was in February. That was recorded. So anyway, in pretty poor taste on the telly this morning, Richard Wilkins, because she said, look, you're actually talking out of your backside, so to speak.
Yep.
Richard Wilkins. I don't think that'd be the first time someone said that about him.
No.
And so he put a sign on his backside that said sorry. Aww. He stood up and had it on his bum and I just thought, did look, he? Childish.
Yeah. Really?
Stupid.
He could have put it on his forehead and got the same result.
Thank you, Peter. All right, now.
Don't pick on Doodle Looper.
Doodle who?
Doodle Looper. Doodle-oodle-oodle-oodle-looper. Doodle-looper. Doodle-oodle-oodle-oodle-oodle-looper.
Rightio. Next.
We've lost it. We're so tired today. Okay. Married at First Sight. Incredible. This was huge. Could it get bigger than the dinner party? Yes, it did. Because all the denials, all the lies, all the, I didn't say that. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. It was all shown. All the footage was shown from the boys' nights where they were swapping wives, saying who, which one, who wants to shag who.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. Everything was exposed. Now, as we know, there's been partner swapping. And Tracy, now she's the one who's with Dean.
Yeah.
The massive contro.
Yep.
We get that right. Okay. Well, she's now with a guy that looks like Ellen DeGeneres from the show.
Yep.
Okay. Now, apparently, there is a saga. Because Tracy every day not only texts Dean, but it's gone to net level.
Did you ever say it was disrespectful, Tracy? Did you ever tell me that that was inappropriate?
I was trying to keep things amicable. Yes, I did let a few inappropriate texts slide that maybe I should have let Dean know that they did upset me more because maybe I should have communicated that better to Dean than I did about some texts and not about others.
No, you did not at all. You don't know this full story. You send me very inappropriate messages. You send me pictures of you in your underwear.
Oh. No reaction. No denial.
That was probably back when you guys were going out. You send me photos of you in your bedroom going, oh, Sean's going to love this outfit.
Hello. How you going?
And nothing, just lips, big inflated lips, not talking.
Yep.
So busted, sending him photos of herself in her lingerie to her ex. Tease. So it's over. However, if anyone does have a job for the orchestra, because again, I just want to
pay busy, haven't I?
Homage to the very busy orchestra that's been following them around the town, overseas, and on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
You know, orchestra music like this. Oh, this is the rousing. And I'm about to tell you, I don't love you. Music, that was, you know, really spot on. And as we know, this orchestral number, this is the I love you, I want to kiss you and be with you forever music.
Yeah.
We got this music too, which is the orchestra. Drama, about to tell you something dramatic, about to tell you something you're not gonna like. Oh, I cheated, I did this, I did that, Woo! The bell is very important at the end too. What are they going to do in real life as couples now, not only without the television in their face, without the orchestra following them around, making everything so dramatic? So what are they going to say?
It'll be boring.
It'll be like this. How you going? Yeah, good. I love you.
Mm. Aww.
I love you too. Mm. Yeah? Anything to tell me? Oh, yeah, I've been texting someone else, have you?
Calm down, big boy.
Oh, it's a sad life.
It's a sad life. Goodbye, beautiful orchestra.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.